Når man besøger Nice og ikke mindst Côte d'Azur, så er der masser af muligheder for at bade, der er masser af muligheder for at nyde det her fantastiske Middelhav, for at nyde naturen, komme op i bjergene. Der er rigtig meget at gøre. Men det kan jo også godt være, det regner. Eller det kan være, at man simpelthen bare har lyst til også at foretage sig noget andet, end det, som den franske Riviera er mest kendt for. Man kan jo gå på museum, og dem er der rigtig mange af også. Og fordi mange kunstnere i tidens løb virkelig har været glade for det her område, så disponerer man altså også i området over en lang række museer rundt omkring. Et af de museer er etableret til at vise noget af den kunst, som Marc Chagall har produceret. Meget af den kunst eksisterer selvfølgelig i private samlinger rundt omkring i verden, men en gang imellem så samler man her på det, der hedder Musée National Chagall. Her i Nice, der laver man specielle udstillinger. Men den udstilling, som det egentlig handler om, og som er der altid hele året rundt, den er baseret på Marc Chagalls produktion af i alt 17 malerier, som han har foræret til den franske stat, som en form for tak for, at jeg er blevet taget så godt imod og har fået mulighed for at udvikle mig og min kunst til glæde for hele verden i virkeligheden, siden jeg kom hertil for mange år siden. Marc Chagall, han er nemlig født i Rusland, men han kom allerede til Frankrig, da han var 25 år gammel. Han er født i 1887, så det er en del år siden, og så har der jo altså været nogle verdenskrige, som har afbrudt hans arbejde, men efter 2. verdenskrig kom han tilbage til Frankrig og slog sig ned her, ikke særlig langt fra Nice, i en lille landsby. Det er der, han boede, det er der, han har udviklet sin kunst, og på et eller andet tidspunkt så besluttede han sig altså for at forære den franske stat de her 17 malerier. De 17 malerier er baseret på Chagalls tolkning af det bibelske budskab. Ikke at det er religiøst som sådan, men det er mere det spirituelle, det handler om. Og det er altså fantastisk, når man får mulighed for at gå rundt på museet, at opleve malerierne, at opleve hans kunst, og ikke mindst få en kyndig vejledning. Måske gennem de trådløse telefoner, som man kan blive udstyret med her på museet. Vi var så heldige at blive vist rundt af Anne Dopfer, som er direktrice, som det hedder, altså kvindelig direktør. Hun er altså museumsdirektør på det her Chagall-museum i Nice, også flere andre museer, og hun ved selvfølgelig alt om det, som hun præsenterer publikum for. Anna Dopfer, when you're going to look at the museum nowadays, Chagall is not here anymore, but he has a very big influence on building up this museum together with the architect. But now you are the responsible, you are the person who have to show, of course, according to his spirit and his idea, you have to show what he was, but you also have to do it in a modern way, maybe also to the younger people. What is the most important thing for you to present to the audience nowadays?
I think there are two things that really guide me in my everyday life. One thing is the love for the art of Chagall, because I think that is very actual, very relevant. And he has a very strong legacy. His works still talk to us, still speak to us and deliver a message of peace and of universal love. Chagall died 30 years ago, but I feel that he's still among us, sharing his knowledge of painting, his knowledge of the humanity. And coming to this museum is really meeting and encountering an incredible artist, an incredible man. The second thing that is very important to me is that I see museums as a privileged place where you can come for a moderate price and have an exceptional experience. Of course, it's the experience of the work of art, but not only. It's also the experience of gathering with people, sharing, discussing, enjoying some technology, going to the cafe, enjoying the garden. It's a varied experience. And I feel that in a city, it's really a special place where you can go and be out of the world for a few moments, discover new things, but also come back to things you already know and enjoy. So I love the museum as a social place.
And of course, there's this art of Chagall. You also have to describe a little bit more because I haven't been that much into it. It has very much to do with spiritual thinking and also about love. After my opinion, love is one of the main sentences of the Bible, and that is what we can see in all these paintings. Of course, some of the paintings are showing pictures of how man was created and things like that. It also ends up in this question about love, which I think a lot of people in the modern life may forget or may be a little bit peripheral to.
Yes, the fascinating thing about the work of Chagall, it has many sides that unfold. When you come to this museum, of course, you discover the 17 paintings of the biblical message that he gave to the French people as a sign of recognition. These paintings, of course, represent scenes of the Bibles, of the Bible, which, of course, was not his book of his religion since he was born in a Jewish background. But he thought the Bible was a main source of poetry. And I think that aside from the scenes that are represented, as you said, there are different elements that are more important to him. One is to convey a message of love through color, through spirituality, through scenes that bring your soul to elevate yourself to a world where dream mixes with reality, fantasy, ideals. But in general, the theme of love is extremely present. It's very obvious when you observe all the couples that are represented in this cycle. You have love everywhere. You have Adam and Eve. You have King David and Bathsheba. But it's not only historical figures. It's just the simple idea of a couple. Chagall loved that idea. And women are present everywhere in his work because he had a strong dedication to the different women he loved in his life. And he was very keen on this idea of the couple structuring the life of oneself.
When I'm looking, especially on younger people, I see them. They are walking around with their smartphones. They are listening to pop music. Maybe 80% of all what they are listening to is about love. I think a lot of the younger people especially are not aware that they can go into a museum, they can look on a painting, and maybe relax a little bit and try to feel that love is coming into them. And that is one of my experiences here. I brought my 16-year-old daughter, and even her, who is very keen on music and like that, she's stopping up and looking on the painting, and she says something in her world, of course, which says to me that this guy, who was nearly 100 years old when he died, this guy, Chagall, he is totally up to date. He is in the same style. Also, the painting style is very much similar to what young people see around them. Can you get more young people into this?
Yes, I think that coming to the Chagall Museum is an incredible visual experience. It's extremely colorful. Chagall allows himself a lot of freedom in terms of drawing and a fantasy world, bringing elements that are really different. I think that the young people who come into the museum enjoy that, and we're also trying to offer them more technology to get into the world of Marc Chagall. But it is a very strong visual experience to come here. The formats of the paintings are huge and extremely bright, and it's like a shock when you enter this big room with those 12 paintings that are so bright. I think it draws people's attention, all generation. And we also have many school kids who come in, who do workshop, and who learn to observe and then to draw and to create their own world. And I think it's a beautiful experience for them.
It is an experience also because the building is very beautiful. It is placed very close to the center of Nice. And even then you go into a garden, which it is like leaving this city around you and go into, I won't call it a paradise, because that may be a little bit unfair to the paradise. But to be here is to get an experience itself. And you told us a funny thing when we arrived here, that outside there's no flowers, because the flowers you have to find in the paintings.
Yeah, definitely. Chagall didn't want really a museum built for him, but what he called a house. So there's something very intimate, including a garden. And the garden is only planted with Mediterranean species, like rosemary, palm trees, pine trees.
And the smelling is wonderful, I can tell you.
Yes, it's great. But if you look closely, you don't find any flower because he didn't want any color outside. He thought that the colors should be inside on the paintings and they should bloom and astonish you. So there's really a deep thinking of the outside-inside experience. And inside, the light plays a lot with the paintings or with the stained glass windows, including my favorite place in the museum, which is the auditorium. Chagall wanted a place where we could play music because he was a big music lover. And so we have an auditorium, and he created stained glass windows for the auditorium in bluish colors that are very beautiful. If you come in the morning, the sun brings out a lot of light, and you see it very differently from late afternoon. And that's also the pleasure of coming to a museum at different hours of the day.
And in order to achieve that, a very important point when it comes to Chagall is that he's not only a painter.
Yes, in the second half of his life, Chagall tried out and produced a lot of art in different techniques, like mosaics, for instance, or stained glass windows, lithography, etching, and tapestries. And I think part of his will to experiment was also to find mediums that allowed him to share with the public, to bring his art to monumental size and to share it with the public in some public buildings. And that's very well represented in our collection because he really participated to the conception of the museum with the architect, and he impulsed and his input was including creating pieces for the museum. We have a beautiful mosaic and there's water just in front of it, and there's a beautiful reflection between the sun, the mosaic, the water. The museum itself is a creation of Chagall.
And he was not afraid to cooperate with a lot of other people who were very skilled in their work, and they were able to transform his work into another way of showing things, and exactly which you told about these tapestry studio, which is a special exhibition which actually end in the end of June or something.
Yes, now we have a very special show of tapestry. They're very difficult to see because they belong either to public buildings or to private collectors. So it's a very special show. It ends on the 22nd of June. But the point is that he built a dialogue with women and men who are specialized, and he loved that dialogue, and he allowed them to transpose and interpret his work, exactly as a composer allows a musician to interpret his work. And that's part of the fun of looking at Chagall's work.